that I grant my Jewish grandparents had died. The my Zeta, he handled it like a champ because he had an aortic aneurysm and they knew it was going to go at some point. And so it went, he had like 3 days. And so like they took him to the hospital and obviously they got him like heavily medicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But before that kicked in, what do you got?
No, I was just thinking of my dad coming out of anesthesia. Apparently there was like a nurse in like an all blue. Somehow Phil thought he was on a cruise ship. He thought he was talking to the captain. He came out and he was like, I'm on a cruise ship. Smiling like I'm on a boat. They're like, dude, I got bad news for you. You're in fucking Harrisburg in a hospital.
It is also funny to think that in like in Phil's mind, he's always on a cruise ship.
Oh yeah. So he handled it well.
He handled it really well. Then my bubby, she had sundowners, so she was starting to lose it after he passed.
So wait, sundowners, you get a little wacky at night.
At night. Yeah.
That's fun.
And then
so scary.
It is. Because it's like,
dude, old people doing weird shit when the sun goes down.
That's awesome.
It's the scariest thing there is.
The freaks come out at night. They're
having a my good dad time. Hired a woman to like live at the house with her.
Yeah.
And the woman called my dad at 4 a.m. was like, you have to come get me because it was getting so bad and she had locked the door. And then my Bobby kicked it open and was like, get out of my house.
Holy shit. That'd be the scariest dude.
Get out of my house. She's like frail.
Oh my
bleached
God.
Bleached blonde. She, my mom kept like,
My God, that'd be scary.
But she went downhill that the, she was Jamaican maids, like Jamaican, you know,
Jamaican me crazy. At
yeah.
Night.
Yeah. At the, like the, what are they called? Nursing homes?
They were hitting her with some dead legs.
Yeah.
And she would act up. They'd go, bumba clot.
The one nurse that told my mom a funny story, she was laying with her.
Yeah.
And then my bubs goes, what are they going to say about us? And she was like, what's that? And she's like, me laying here with a black man. Just like a lady.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Dude.
That's pretty fucking sexual.
Yeah, she. Yeah, she
that's went, really went, like. She, there was like she, a fantasy. She's like, "What are they gonna say about us?"
She.
Whoa.
I bet you, and I don't like that I'm gonna say this, but I do bet
she had a fantasy.
No, that like I like some of the stuff that I, you know how
had
you know, genetics. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like I bet some of my sexual, like I you
come
know?
From your grandma.
You think your grandma being a freak? Toss it down to you.
I bet you there's some of it because she, yeah,
she's a sexual freak.
She would just like talk about, yeah.
What would she talk to you about?
Nothing like so. After my Zeta passed, like on the right. Now, granted, like she's grieving and she's old.
Yeah,
but she like we were just like in the car, and then she was like, "We were morning lovers," and it was like,
"Oh, whoa." Just, in a car.
My Zeta's gone.
Yeah. We fucked in the morning.
Okay.
That's actually a really sweet thing.
Yeah.
Her saying that. That's really actually nice.
It is very sweet, but so gross. Why did she unload that at that moment?
Well, she's old and in the moment. Who knows?
It was probably a really beautiful memory. It's probably a really nice memory.
Yeah.
Just thinking of like all the times they fucked in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing the curtains and the wind breeze, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't talk, but whatever. And the wind breeze.
The wind breeze.
We know what you mean.
It is. Yeah, it is. I imagine it. It's kind of crazy that they fucked regularly in the morning all the way to the end.
Piping down your fucking Meemaw or whatever you called her. What you call her?
Bubs.
Bubs.
Yeah. Bubby. Because Bubby, we couldn't see that.
Bubby getting piped down in the morning. Walking with a limp the rest of the day.
She was always like. She wore like leather pants. She had like bleach blonde.
She was a sex freak.
Yeah, she.
And now you're a sex freak.
She's the one thing that it's like. Yeah, and I'm not trying to like just besmirch her.
So, do you think it skipped a generation, or?
I don't want to talk about that. No, I don't want to talk about it because it's disgusting. Yeah. I don't think it's
disgusting.
I think
for
my
you.
Dad's.
You think your dad's a horny sex freak?
Hold on.
Your dad better not be a horny sex freak.
Did you ever walk in on your parents?
No.
Never. I didn't like walk in, but there was something about to get going.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think I ever really. I don't think I ever heard them having. I think my sisters did.
Okay.
I was the youngest, so. by the time I was old enough to know when someone was fucking, they were kind of old.
Got it.
Old enough that they weren't like loudly fucking.
Right. Chris, did you ever?
What? Hear my parents? No. I've never.
I think you and me probably had similar parents when it came to sex.
They never discussed
we
it.
We never talked about it.
Oh,
anything.
Interesting.
They're not even like, they're like warm to one another, but there was never, ever anything even remotely close to like a sexual.
Oh my God.
Like I do remember the kiss. I remember them. That is crazy. I remember them making out on the couch when I was a kid.
Really?
I remember them making out and me seeing it and being like, ew. Whoa.
Yeah.
But I was so young. Yeah, I was just like, what are you guys doing?
There was one moment.
A little gay ass son came in and was like, mind if I get a taste?
Dude, I have one memory like that where there was a sleepover with a couple of my buddies and my dad came home from work on the Friday night or whatever.
He was ready to go.
And he
was hot to try.
He must have had a few drinks or whatever, but he came in and he kissed my mom and then howled like a wolf. He went, ow.
Yeah, that's good.
And my buddies and I were like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was like, I don't know. My dad's nuts. I don't know. That was the only thing.
You get older and you realize like, yeah, it's, you want them to be. You hope
of
they were
course.
Fucking,
yeah, of course.
Because
yeah.
that'd be tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like that they had outward facing nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And your parents were sexual freaks.
I'm just having a lot of things.
I would like to hear
about
it.
I have a lot going on over here.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about all of it.
You don't
I
have
mean,
to,
I
but...
Just certain things that, I mean...
You walked in on it?
I didn't walk in on it the one time, but like the only thing I ever like walked in on was like him dry up in her in the kitchen.
Was she on the
she
counter?
Was on the phone.
He was being funny.
And then he was like, yeah. And then I turned her, and then I was like,
wait,
oh
was
my
she
God.
Getting reaching down and dog eater?
And he had a leg up on the counter. And then I was like, oh my God. And then he turned around and his face was beat red. He goes, what? It's natural. And I was like, And then, but there's just so many times where he'd be like,
my kids are going to see that.
He'd be like,
the girl bends down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting in there.
Oh.
You go. It's fun.
It is fun. Nah, I'm going
to. He would always be like, to my mom, he'd be like, you going to go take a shower?
You had a little touchdown, Timmy Walls, as a father. You want to hit the shower?
I'm like, ah. I just like, couldn't.
Would you get like real grossed out?
Yeah,
then if I were him,
one time I was back from Little League and like, you know, what did you say?
If I were him, I would never. If you literally reacted like, oh, I would do it nonstop. Yeah. What happened when you got back from Little League?
I was like, my arthritis was less controlled at this time. And I was in, my parents had a jacuzzi. So I like went, what?
Of course they had a jacuzzi.
Yeah. And so I went into the jacuzzi. And then I guess they forgot that I was in there. And then, like, I heard them come into the bedroom. Because it was in, like, their bedroom, you know? And
the jacuzzi was in their bedroom.
Yes. It was like a bathroom off their bedroom.
I was thinking hot tub. Yes.
Yeah. And then I just, like, this feels like such a, but my mom was, he goes, how much time do we have? And she's like, I have a, like something in the oven. It's like 8 minutes. He's like, it's plenty of time. And then I just was like, what do I do? And I unplugged the water. You know, so it was like, and then he was like, what? And then they just scurried out. And I was like, ah, you know.
Oh my God.
Close call.
That's a real close call. That's a tough one.
Oh my God.
That's really funny though. His legs, dude. You look good.
Thanks.